This morning, I have a couple guests. First up is Shane Cramey from the Fort Pierre Chamber. And good morning, Shane. How are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you this morning, Will?
I am doing great. Just enjoying the weather we've been having out there.
Yeah, we're just visiting about that, how nice and cool it is. A little bit smoky, but the sunrise is beautiful. And encourage everyone to get up and go out and enjoy their day.
Absolutely. So I know there's some stuff going on over there on the other side of the river.
Yeah, we've got a few things coming up. We're going to have the South Dakota Property Management. We'll hold their annual fall auction at the Expo Center. That will be on September 11th. Was visiting with the crew over there yesterday as they're preparing for that auction. I think there'll be about 45 vehicles on the auction bill. You know, there'll be some other small items in the Expo Center and some other equipment items out on the racetrack. So encourage everyone to stop by and come take a look at that stuff. I think they'll probably open it up, oh, probably by Friday and at least by next Monday, where you can come over. You can always come over and look at the cars that are lined up, but you can come in the Expo and look at all that good things and kind of get ready to make your investment, make your purchases, and decide what you'd like to wave your hand and try to buy.
That's right.
So we will have concessions available on site for that as well. So yeah, stop on by and get a bite to eat. Then shortly thereafter will be Bucking on the River. That'll take place. They're going to move that to a two-day event. I believe there'll be some mechanical bull action, maybe a little music on Friday night. And then, of course, on Saturday, they'll have all of their main events as they did last year. It looks like they're going to have the ranch bronc riding, the bull riding, the mini broncs, the businessman stir wrestling, and the bull poker. And there'll be all kinds of fun. There'll be some adult beverages. I think there's four or five food trucks they're going to have lined up. So it should be a good time. I encourage everyone to stop by the Stanley County Fairgrounds and partake in that event.
Absolutely. Did you say a mechanical bull?
Yeah, I think they're going to on Friday night. So you might want to stop by and practice a little bit before you enter up on
Saturday. I'm telling you, when you said mechanical bull, it's like you had me because I've never been on one.
Really?
I've been on a mechanical bull my entire life.
You were having a flash of John Travolta in your mind, weren't you?
John Travolta. Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to the Bucking on the River. My mom and stepdad's coming to visit next week, and they're going to be here during that time.
So perfect.
I said, hey, you know, I'm going to be taking
you better get your
river
hat purchased, and they're going to want to see you ride that mechanical bull.
That's right. I'm sure they will.
So then after that, we're going to move into our big event, the Fort Pierre Chamber, the Rendrai Benevolent Association. This will be our 76th year of hosting Fort Pierre horse racing at the Stanley County Fairgrounds in historic Fort Pierre, South Dakota. So we're preparing for that, getting the racetrack ready, working with Scott Deal. We're going to get some paint put on, get some posts put in, get things ready. And we will open the doors at 11 a.m. Central Time for both days of that on October 5th and 6th. The concession area will open at about 11:30. You can get your fresh popcorn, the sandwiches, hot dogs, Polish dogs, hot chocolate, candy bars, ham sandwiches. And we'll even have a little beer if you want to. If you're old enough and you want to partake in that type of thing, we'll have beer for sale as well. So we'll get ready for that. We'll open those at 11:30, you say. We'll sing the national anthem, and then we will call the horses to the paddock. And if you've never been to the horse races, we call the horses. They come over. You can watch them be saddled. You can see the jockeys as they come out and get on the horses. Would encourage everyone to purchase your racing program underneath. So it lists your horses, lists your jockeys, and it has their past performance information on there. So if you want to make a parimutuel wager, you can take all that into consideration. That's like investor information right there. Mm-hmm. So I would encourage everyone to purchase one of those if you're going to make a parimutuel wager. You don't have to wager when you come to the horse races. You can just enjoy the crowd, enjoy the horses, and enjoy the scenery, the smell of the horses, that fairgrounds atmosphere, and the camaraderie of the entire event. And that's what so many people like to enjoy.
That's right. And I'm looking forward to it because I want to go because, once again, that's something I've never seen a horse race.
Well,
it's just something I want to see.
You will enjoy it. And so, yeah, just encourage everyone to come over. It's only $5 to get in the door. 16 under are free. We try to keep all of the food affordable for everybody. We will have stick horse races again for the kids' divisions. We try to split them up, put them in different divisions, kind of according to age. And so I think last year we had around 100 kids racing.
Wow.
So you will get, all participants get a $5 coupon to our concession stands so that you can, after you race, you can come in and redeem your coupon and enjoy your food. And I think a couple of them probably participated more than once, but we welcome them all down there. And it's always good watching with all those kids and kind of seeing them, get them interested in the fairgrounds and come on over and see what the horse races are all about.
Now, what would be funny is if you had adult stick horse races.
Well, we did that one year, and it is pretty good watching. Sometimes you have to be, Yeah, you kind of have to see who you're going to let on the racetrack to race. I mean, your parameters there. So, yeah, but we might do that again. So if you show up, I might call you out of the crowd to come down and race, Will, if you're willing to do that. We'll get your stick horse. And then on to the horse side of it, say we're going to offer about $100,000 in purses and incentives for these horses coming in. They will come in from surrounding states. You know, we will welcome them into the Stanley County Fairgrounds, and it's always great to see those horses and be horses there that have run out over $200,000-$300,000, so that run in the Fort Pierre Mile and our feature races. So, and we'll have stakes races for our South Dakota bred horses. Those are horses that were bred and raised in South Dakota, and they're South Dakota bred certified. They will compete those quarter horses well for around $15,000 in purses for each of those races.
Nice.
So, yep, we're looking forward to it, and hopefully Mother Nature plays along, and just ask everyone to... and another thing I want to mention, always look at our sponsors. We'll have our sponsor sheet out. Couldn't do it without this whole great list of sponsors and supporters and the people that have supported through the years past and present. So just like to say a big shout-out to them, say thank you.
Absolutely. So, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed for good weather for Bunkin' on the River.
You keep them both crossed, and you can keep them crossed for Fort Pierre horse racing as well. I hope your fingers don't get cramped, because that's quite a while.
Oh, man, they probably will. I'm telling you, they probably will be.
I appreciate your support, Will.
I got to check out that mechanical bull. I just absolutely have to.
You better start practicing.
So you said the mechanical bull, what, you said Friday?
They will have that Friday evening, I believe, and they might do some of it again Saturday. So yeah, I'm not sure the specifics of it. But that should be good watching, good fun.
Yeah, I hope nobody takes video of it though.
Oh, that would never. That would never happen.
That's okay. You know what?
It will be posted before you're off the bull.
Life's too short to not have fun and just enjoy.
Yeah, you got to get inside the fire and have a little fun. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for coming in this morning, Shane.
Hey, I appreciate it. Encourage everyone to get out there and enjoy all these events that we work so hard to bring into the community, and just say thanks to all our sponsors.
Absolutely.